Hi, praise God. I hope you're doing well today. And if you're not doing well, I pray that God would shine his light upon your pretty heart and just love on you like never before. So today I'm going to speak on a topic I will call qualified. And my story of reference from the Bible with the call of Jeremiah. So I will read for you First Jeremiah from verse 4 to verse 9 or even 10. Let's go. So the word of the Lord came to me saying, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart. I appointed you as a prophet to the nations. Ah, sovereign Lord, I said, I do not know how to speak. I am only a child. But the Lord said to me, do not say I am only a child. You must go to everyone I send you to and say whatever I command you. Do not be afraid of them, for I am with you and will rescue you, declares the Lord. Then the Lord reached out his hand and touched my mouth and said to me, now I have put my words in your mouth. See, today I appoint you over nations and kingdoms to uproot and tear down, to destroy and overthrow, to build and to plant." Qualified, qualified, qualified. Qualified because sometimes we forget who God says that we are, and it's good that we remind ourselves that before we were born, God knew us, that we were set apart, that you were appointed in various areas of purpose to establish God's agenda on earth. But isn't it like in our human nature to sometimes find ourselves at the place of doubt, in the place of conflict, where we feel like we either did something that causes us not to be good enough for this particular thing, or it's a purpose too big for us? But I love it when God tells Jeremiah, he actually acknowledged that Jeremiah was afraid, and he told him, do not be afraid in verse 8 of them, for I am with you. That God is already with you. The assurance that he considers your emotions, he considers how you feel, and he affirms that he is there with you. And even in verse 9 now makes it so beautiful when God says, then the Lord reached out his hand and touched my mouth and said to me, now I have put my words in your mouth. That God in all his glory has put his word in your mouth. Like, he is sending you out because he is there. You are an oracle of heaven. Like, he is using you as a vessel of honor to serve him here on earth. I look at the Bible and stories of men and women in the Bible that God would choose to use. And most times, if you're so keen, he will pick out people who are not even considered worthy by man to serve him. I'll give you examples. Let's look at Moses, when God calls Moses, and Moses questions whether he can do it because he has a speaking problem, like he is a stammerer. But God, either way, uses him and even sends him someone to help him with that. Look at Mary, the mother of Jesus, a young virgin lady from a humble background, and then she carries our liberator, she carries the Savior in her womb and births out Jesus. Let's again look at David, a young shepherd boy called by God to be a great king. When people thought he was not it, God knew he was it, and so he had to agree with God regarding that. Who else can we use an example? I'm thinking, give me a minute. So there's just many people in the Bible who God then used to advance his agenda, who felt like they didn't qualify. Yesterday I was reading a sermon, I was listening into a sermon by the Potter's House, Dallas, and there's this preacher who was saying sorry about Eliud. You know, when Joshua finished his reign, he never left a successor. So that's why we go into the book of Judges. That's what the preacher was saying. And then there was this young man who was left-handed, who was able to do something great. I'm not so in tune with the story, but I'll just maybe put the verse in the comment section of this particular podcast so that you can go and read the story. And so we see how God is, look at persecutor of Christian's soul, and how God used him in a great and mighty way. Look at Ruth. Just look at Ruth. When all hope was lost, she became a great woman, and God restored her and her mother-in-law. We look at Esther, a humble girl who found favor with God and favor with the king, and became queen during her time. And she stepped boldly into that area of calling and did great things. What could be the reason why you're disqualifying yourself from that burden God has given you to serve the earth, from that purpose, or from whatever God is calling you to do? Is it because you feel you don't have enough funds? Is it because of your past? Is it because of your present? Is it because of your struggles, whatever you're struggling with? Is it because of you think your background? Is it because of where you come from? You feel less to step into this, and you don't feel qualified to step into. I want to acknowledge that whatever you're feeling is normal, but God has qualified you to step into this particular purpose or area of calling that He has set apart for you. Because, you know, God does not see you the way you see yourself. He sees you when He created you. You know, even when He created you, let me show you how faithful God is and how wide His love is. Sorry. When He created you, like, He already had a plan for your life. Like, everything was planned out for you. He knew you would fail. He knew you would sin against Him. He knew you would struggle with various things. Yeah. But still, He chose you. He ordained you. I remember I was given a prophecy concerning my ministry some years back. The ministry I want to step into, and God wants me to step into Him with. And before I was given the ministry, I had a feeling and a nudging towards it, but I felt inadequate to step into that, because then, and I'm so, mine is about, I want to partner with God to deliver women. And I asked myself, God, there's so many worthy people you could choose within the church. Why would you pick me, a woman then struggling to know herself, struggling with insecurities, struggling with identity issues, trying to find things to fill the void in my heart, struggling to know who I was, at the very least. Like, there was so much going on in my life before I came to really, really know Jesus. I was just struggling with internal battles of insecurities, of self-doubt, of feelings of not being enough. And then for a while I was running away from this purpose, because I felt like maybe God was just not sure of what He wanted, and that maybe even it was not me. And I even remember when I was given that prophecy, I cried and I asked God, why me? Like, why would you choose to honor me this way? I had forgotten I was a child of God. Maybe I had not come to agreement with what God was saying concerning my life. But I remember the other day, I just sat down and I said, I am qualified. I qualify for the assignment God has placed in my life. Not because I have it all together. Not because I even know how it's going to happen. Not because I have the finances or anything. But because the very fact that God says I am is enough reason for me to know that I am. And that's why I'm so key on us knowing our identity. We don't get to be identified by our flaws, our past, our present. Because when you encounter Jesus, He transforms you. He changes your story. He makes you a new person. So I'd like to just remind you of this today, that you are not your mistakes, you are not your background, you are not your bank account, you are not what people have said that you are who God says you are. And maybe you have a different tune for worship or praise, because that is you have a people for you. Maybe you have a different way of doing art. Maybe you're even a chef who's in the kingdom in every capacity, in corporate, in ministry, in like whatever area, business. God is calling you to represent him. You can find your purpose in such places, and there's no one size fits all, because God has uniquely given you an ability to serve him in this time and in this generation. And I want to encourage you to boldly step into that, and to know that God has set you apart, that before you were born he appointed you and you are marked, and that the Lord has put his words in your mouth. The Lord has put his skills in your hands. Go forth and do that thing you are good with around. The Lord has put your words, his words. Write that music. Write those books. Because you have all it takes. Because it is not by our power and by might, but by the Spirit of the Lord. We are doing it because he says it. We're doing it because he is using us to put it out into the world. He's a great God. So let me pray with you even as we wind up this podcast. Jehovah God, we come before you this beautiful day, and we say thank you so much for your faithfulness. Thank you for the gifts you have given unto us. Thank you for the strengths you've given unto us. Thank you for the people you have placed around us. And God, we come before you that you will fill us again, that this word and this message will be able to spark up our hearts to what you had in store for us when you created us, and that we will align with your word of truth and with what you are saying concerning our lives, and that we'll walk boldly in that truth, and we will trust you, and we'll be faithful in whatever you have given to us, and that we'll be faithful stewards and use our lives for your glory. God, we love you. God, we adore you. And just to remind us that we are qualified, that we have been chosen and set apart, that you always had a plan for our lives, and that we should walk in obedience to advance your agenda here on earth, in the purposes of heaven. And so find us faithful and help us to walk in faithfulness to your word. For it's in Jesus' name we do pray and believe. Amen.